It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Emily Connolly, editor at Audiophile, is joining me for the week, which means, I know, we have books for young adults and we have fantasy.
That's true. And we also have some romances, which is where we start today.
Okay.
It's very fun. We're going to start out with 7 Days in June by Tia Williams, and it's read by Mella Lee. And it was an Earphones Award winner and a really moving and fraught second chance romance that was really an excellent listen.
Okay, what's the backstory?
So it's about two writers, Eva Mercy and Shane Hall, who shared 7 life-changing days together back when they were teenagers. And those tumultuous days were the inspiration for each of their successful writing careers, but they haven't seen each other since then. Now their paths have crossed again, and they discover they still have this intense chemistry and that they've also been following the other's work very closely.
Okay, how much time has elapsed between when they first met and all these years later? Are we talking 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
Oh, I can't remember for exactly, but I want to say like 15 or...
thereabouts. Okay.
Eva has a teenage daughter who has a great voice in this. And they are narrated so beautifully by Mella. She did a wonderful job. And that was, Mella's a new narrator to me, so it was fun to get her to hear her work on this audiobook.
Let me ask you how the book is set up, because we're dealing with two writers. Are there alternative chapters, or do they alternate between timelines because they were young, now they're not? How does it work?
Yes, so we're switching back and forth in the timeline. So we're getting glimpses back into the past and their relationship and the time that they met each other and then the time they spent together and then back in the present day. And you get both of their perspectives. So you're seeing from Eva's point of view and then you're seeing from Shane's point of view. And you even drop into some other characters' heads for a little while too. It's a very intense story. Like I said, the time that they spent together when they were teenagers, they were both using a lot of drugs. There's an intensity to that part that lingers even still later on. But in the present timeline, Shane is sober and Eva's found better ways to deal with the chronic illness she has. So it's a fascinating story. And I loved getting to see these characters in their younger selves and how they grew up separately and how they come together.
And where's the story set?
Set in New York City, but they're also in the past, they meet each other in Washington, D.C. So we can hear a little clip if you want.
I would love to.
Yeah, this is from Shane's point of view, and he's talking about how he's a writer, but since he's been sober, he's been struggling to write. He never wrote one of his, you know, National Book Award-winning novels while he was sober. And so he's drifted into teaching creative writing in fancy private schools. But he also finds kids that need him more for mentoring.
Okay, this is 7 Days in June by Tia Williams, and it's read by Mella Lee.
Whenever Shane landed in a new city, he asked his Uber driver where the worst neighborhood was. He'd go and find the most underserved school in the area. The kind of school that made 7-year-olds line up in the cold at 7:15 a.m. for a security check that took almost an hour to pass through, making them late to class, only to then expel them for tardiness. The kind of school that turned a blind eye to school security officers who maced kids for obscene language. The kind of school that allowed traumatized, abused, underfed, uncared for, often homeless children to be carted off to kiddie prisons for made-up infractions. They'd receive their real education at juvie. And by 18, they'd realize that the thing they were most qualified to be was an inmate. Shane would find a school like this in each city and then practically throw himself at the principal, offering after-school tutoring, mentoring, anything. Shane had a restless urge to help these kids.
That is some excellent writing.
It's excellent. Yeah, it was
excellent. And Mela Lake is also really, really good. Right? I hope she does more narrations.
I know, me too. She's someone I'll be looking out for. And it's really excellent writing. It's, you know, it's based on my description. You can probably tell it's a fairly dramatic and intense story. And Mela does a great job matching that intensity. But also it's very funny. There's definitely a lot of laugh out loud moments as you listen. And it was a really good summer audiobook. I enjoyed listening to it out on walks and, you know, while I was in the garden and driving around. It was a really engaging, intense, but satisfying audiobook.
Okay, that is 7 Days in June by Tia Williams, read by Mela Lee. Thank you, Emily. I think that starts us off very nicely.
Oh, good. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles for adults and kids, like Ghosts by Dolly Alderton, or Franklin Endicott and the Third Key by Kate DeMillo. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.